Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
We are live once again. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get through this without laughing, but and I'm not laughing at them. I'm just laughing at how I came across this. I was thinking about things to do with the romantic partner, and I was like, with my ideas were coming up. I was like, I would like to have with the romantic partner doing things that they may have never done and introducing that and watching their expression, you know. And I was thinking, you know, even if we look at things that are kinky, I had already mentioned a couple of weeks ago that if I had an uptight romantic partner, I would not mind taking him to a nice gentleman's club. And there are some that are nice, and him having a lap dance. And a lot of people found that kinky. A lot of people found that out there. I even found it to be that way. So tonight I was thinking about other things to do with a partner that's new, something that he's never done. But I was thinking more on the, what I was thinking could be boring to a lot of people. I was like, maybe taking him to a restaurant that he's never been before, eating some type of foreign food, horseback riding, if that's not something that he's accustomed to doing, because that's something that I would do a lot in the past. Like that, and those types of things. So I was looking on, searching on the internet of odd things to do with a partner, and I came across this. Something that I would most definitely not do and most definitely not be interested in, but I guess it's most definitely something that is up and coming and very common here in the United States. I couldn't even start without laughing because of the image. Because a lot of it comes with imagery as they're explaining this. And it's something common. You all may have already heard of it. I definitely would not be into this or not want this type of man. But a lot of women do. And especially women that could be on the more masculine side and like more feminine men. So, and somebody writes, from what I have seen on the internet, wearing women's panties are the preferred choice of an estimated 9 million American men and growing. Several anonymous online polls demonstrate this overwhelming number. That's why I'm sharing it with you all, because it was surprising, that estimate, that number here in the United States specifically of men that wear women's panties. And for various reasons, and the women that they want their husbands to wear their panties, and people commenting on that, you know, and women even asking their husbands to wear their panties. And I found that very odd, but I guess it's not odd. It's very common. So me wanting to go antiquing with mine to an antique shop, horseback riding, you know, I guess that it's like, I'm in another dimension. I'm in another dimension, and I'm behind with times. Okay, I'm behind with times. This proves it, because I'm not going to comment. You know, so somebody states, I don't think anyone can answer this question with any kind of accuracy, but I might be able to enlighten you as far as why some women request this. Because the women that are requesting the men to wear their panties. As far as I know, there are two common reasons for this. The first is the woman gets excited from her man in panties. Like that. So, and This man states, I'm not necessarily sure my wife wants me to wear panties, but she has no objection to me doing so when I do. This man states, with pictures, my partner's great. I told her that I like what men always get what they want, you know, and are very most definitely happy and appreciative when their wives allow them to have it. Men still very much rule the world. They get what they want. And I think that's brilliant, but it's still, this is strange to me. My partner is great. I told her that I like wearing panties and have done in secret while married to my ex for many years. She said, you can wear what you like. If you like panties, that's fine. We have even sat together and searched on the internet for sexy panties for me and even added some bras. Yeah, because it always goes from one thing to the next. She says that I look so sexy and we even make love with me wearing a lacy bra and panties most of the time. And she prefers it that way. And who am I to argue? She is very supportive and I am a very lucky guy. Update, he states. Many months later. Yes, we are still going strong. They're still going strong, he states. Yes, we are still going strong. As I mentioned earlier, we always now make love with me wearing panties and a bra. Lately, I added a suspender belt and stockings to my outfit from time to time. Yeah, because it always escalates. And she loves it. And many times I also wore matching crotchless panties under my panties. So when she slips my panties down my legs, I'm still wearing the crotchless panties. This has added so much sexy fun to our lovemaking. The other night, she said to me, I love it when you're wearing sexy lacy underwear, especially when we make love. I want you to always wear sexy lingerie when we make love, even if I don't wear anything sexy. Wow, life is great, he states. My wife, this other guy states, is one among them who accepts their husband wearing women's panties and other clothes. Since she knows about my hobby of wearing women's used clothes, she used to share her soiled panties and bras, petticoats, blouses, and saree or nighties. So he wears her dirty underwear. This one states, my wife also lets me wear panties and over the last few months has insisted I wear her used yesterday's panties and thongs. I particularly enjoy wearing her period panties, her menstruation panties, he states. If she's happy, I'm happy. Of course. So I added the of course part. Now, so when I'm on here talking about my sexual fantasies, like when I was stating that out, if I was married or in a living committed relationship situation, I would want my husband or married committed living person to suck my breast while another man gave me oral sex, but I would not have sex with the man or penetration. I would only do that with my sexual committed partner. And people were acting surprised, or it's like, okay, but then it's like, but this is normal. Like that. So a guy states that a man is talking and he was like, I'm a guy. George states, I'm a guy, but I'm going to toss my 2 cents worth in. Guys look stupid in panties, especially lacy and flirty ones, frilly ones. Now, okay. But with that said, he states, I should add that all I ever wear are panties. I know it sounds weird, but I wear them for comfort. I started wearing them because my wife was afraid I would cheat on her. And if wearing panties, she thought that I would never drop my pants in front of anyone else. And she was right. So, a lot of women need therapy. I'm open for consultations. The link is in the description box below this. Or go to the 2 where the calendar is. And especially wanting him to use panties because of fear of being cheated on. Okay, so I soon found out that certain styles were more comfortable than anything I have ever put on my butt. So comfortable or not, that even if I do wear them, I still think they look awful on a guy. The exceptions are very plain ones that could easily pass for guys' fashion briefs. Okay. Okay. Somebody states, a woman stated, personally, I find it creepy. I dumped a guy when I found out he did it. Just my personal stance. Do what you want in life, but also respect the fact that I find it a turnoff. All I could think about is that depraved Canadian killer, Russell Williams. Okay. And this is common. And it's what women need to see to get turned on. Like that. They're not just naturally turned on or wired that way. They have to have something different. And a man with a panties and a bra on. Feminized. These are masculine women. So, and this is common. 9 million men in the United States specifically and growing. Wearing panties, liking panties, requested by their wives, significant others that are female. And even having that on while they're making love, because it turns to is what's necessary for the woman to be turned on. So, me liking oral sex, receiving oral sex, that's bland and vanilla now. And it's now you all are having your men wearing your panties and your bras like that. So I'm going to stay in this dimension. And you all stay in that dimension, and we'll just coexist separately. And when I come across things like this, I'll just share it with the people that are like me. And we'll just keep it like that. I myself would not be, I don't like anything feminine regarding a man, period. Or that I look at as feminine like that. I'm the feminine in the relationship. That's old-fashioned and lame for a lot of people, but I'm the feminine in the relationship. He's the masculine. I wear the panties. I don't wear underwear. But it watch people like, ooh, like that's surprising. But the man wearing the panties and the bra is like, that's normal. But it would be surprising that I don't wear underwear. So he definitely won't be wearing panties. So, but watch that. That's more surprising. She doesn't wear panties. Okay. But the man wearing them is like, well, that's normal. You're angelic. Coming men are supposed to wear panties and bras. Like that.